Talking with Dan Kovich, Dr. Dan Kovich, veterinarian from the National Pork Producers Council. Dan, let's talk about where we are right now in this continuing waiting, seeing what's going to happen regarding African swine fever. How confident or how comfortable are you that we're doing what we need to do to make sure it stays out of the U.S.?
Well, I mean, we are, as an organization, really as an industry, are working flat out to try and identify all possible vulnerabilities and figure out ways to fill them, to make sure we can do absolutely everything in our power to protect ourselves. So obviously a couple big things we're looking at are imported feed components, feed ingredients, what risks are there, how can we mitigate those risks, And that, again, that even has to go down to the farm level for producers, asking their mills, where is stuff coming from? Are there any risks there? Also working really closely with Customs and Border Protection. You know, we were able to get funding for some more members of the Beagle Brigade, the sniffer dogs that have, you know, we've seen are effective in finding, sniffing this stuff out, as we saw in New Jersey where they interdicted a bunch of smuggled pork products and were able to find that and destroy it. Another big important piece that we're looking at right now is, do we have enough actual feed on the ground when it comes to Customs and Border Protection agents? They're agricultural specialists. There are 600 short in that corps right now, have been for some time, and that's something that we're looking at and actively trying to address to get them more funding so they can have the full contingent of people that they've said they need. And that, of course, is going to pay dividends across the board, all to the entire agricultural community.
What are you hearing right now from China and from the Asian landscape right now regarding the status of African swine fever in those areas?
Well, I mean, it continues to spread, and they're having a dickens of a time trying to control it. You know, I mean, the latest news out of Vietnam is certainly not good in terms of how it continues to move across that country. You know, estimates, and that's just what we have, is estimates of how much Chinese production is impacted. But, I mean, some of those estimates are up to, you know, over 30-40% of their herd right now, which is just a tremendous number of pigs. And it's creating, you know, globally disrupting animal protein markets. You know, there are challenges, I think, unique to that region of the world that are making this very difficult for them to control. And I think it's, unfortunately, something that they're going to be dealing with for a very long time.
From a examination of African swine fever, this is a very lethal disease to the swine industry, isn't it?
Yes. There's two big issues here. One is, it is very lethal. I mean, it is pretty much almost 100% fatal. If you get it in a herd, you need to plan on losing that entire herd. The other piece is, we have no vaccine. You know, it's a disease that people globally have been looking for that tool and just have not been able to find it to date. So those are the two things that make this such a nightmare for our industry.
I guess the ability for it to stay viable and be transported long distances.
Well, yeah. I mean, the good news is that on its own, it doesn't necessarily spread in the environment. It can live in the environment. But, you know, again, once it does get onto a farm unit, you know, it's, again, 100% fatal. So that's why biosecurity is critical. We've seen farms in Eastern Europe remain negative, even if the area is positive, through really strict biosecurity. As I already mentioned, that feed issue is going to be critical, too, because we know it can survive in feed, and producers really need to pay attention to that aspect of their production. I mean, they always have, but now is the time to take a fresh look and make sure they really understand where that's coming from. If there's ingredients, components for feed for other species that are coming into that mill, what are they doing to prevent cross-contamination, the whole nine yards.
Are you feeling pretty good about that partnership between the industry and government at this point?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think all the way up to Secretary Perdue, the USDA understands the seriousness of this and has been working really hard to identify some of the things that they need to be able to both keep it out of the country and respond if necessary. And we've also, of course, been working really closely with states, with state veterinarians, state departments of agriculture. Our state organizations, you know, have always had a good relationship there. That's going to be critical. I mean, they're going to be critical pieces if we have to respond to this as well.